Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. What is the lie your parents told you, or the lie that you told your kids? Very successful. This one made me laugh out loud. Text from West Michigan, listening on 97.9 GRD. I did not find out that Titanic had boobs in it until 2014 when I joined the Navy.
What?
My mom had custom mail ordered the VHS with the portrait scene cut out. This was a huge revelation in my life.
Wow. Man, that's a great scene.
16 years of watching that boat sink with no joy before it.
Well, I'm not entirely surprised. I know when we were kids, I've been surprised as an adult hilarious. A number of times from movies I've watched with my kids that I watched edited for television, and I didn't know things were in there. Like when we watched Airplane and there were two big naked boobs jiggling next to the Jello.
Oh yeah,
I was like, "Oh my god, I didn't know that was there."
That did, yeah. This is an old guy talking, but when we were younger, movies would make their way to TV much more quickly, and so it'd be the NBC Movie of the Week, and it would be something that was in theaters the year before, and then they'd rerun it over and over again.
Yeah, it'd be edited.
And that would just be the normal.
Yeah, and so you didn't know it was different.
Especially like you didn't have cable until forever. I didn't have it till college. So, yeah, we missed out on all those times. let's see. Oh, this one everybody heard from the 908. When I was a child, anytime someone turned on the interior lights in the car, you had to turn it off right away because the cops would pull you over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's completely illegal.
I'll tell you who believes that now. My kids. And they're going to pass it on to their kids.
They should.
Yeah,
I'm not sure why. That's just good parenting.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it's not enough to just go, hey, shut it off. It annoys me. Because that won't work. You have to tell them the authorities.
Yes, right? They don't trust you.
No.
Let's see. Oh, boy. This is a doozy. Nikki in Nashville. Hi, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What did your parents tell you?
They told me if I stared at something long enough, I could make it move with my mind.
Oh, man. I bet that kept you occupied for a while.
Yeah. When did you learn that wasn't true?
I don't really remember. I just stare blankly now with no expectation.
Okay. Thank you, Nikki. That would, yeah. Now parents are probably like, why are you just staring off into space all the time? Like when you got to be a teenager? I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. I wonder why.
Yeah.
This is a thing I do.
Who could have planted this in my head?
Let's see. This is Chessie. Hi, Chessie.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What was the lie?
Well, I used to tell I don't have kids, but I got a bunch of nieces and nephews. I used to tell them, hey, if you, cause I collect comic books and cards. Hey, if you keep something, the value will increase through time. So I would give them cards and comics for birthdays and stuff. And then I would randomly come back and be like, hey, it's worth $5 now. And I'd buy it off of them. Well, now they're all adults, and every chance they get, they bring me stuff expecting me to buy it now.
Yeah. You were like their
they're
main
like, hey,
source
Spider-Man
of income.
Spider-Man movie just come out. Will you buy this comic? And I'm like, hey, this new Avengers movie come out. Will you buy this comic? I'm like, so now I got like 11,000 comic books.
You got all the garbage from various fast food places for their promotional stuff. Like, oh, yeah, I definitely need this plastic Captain America shield.
Yeah.
Yeah, who could live without that, you know?
Right. Thank you, Jesse. 1-800-947-3979. Text from the 715. Titanic had boobs in it?
Oh,
yes.
Fantastic boobs.
Yeah, I mean, he was drawing her.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of his French
girls.
Played
out on the sofa there.
Let's
Is that right
see.
Before they did it in the car? Mm-hmm. You definitely didn't see that scene. Your PG-13 DVD.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was old enough to see that in theater, so I saw that one.
Oh.
This one is strange.
Oh, yeah. I knew about the boobs in Titanic, just not an airplane.
Wait, did you think that like a 30-year-old Hot Wings wasn't allowed to watch the Titanic cut?
I did forget we grew up on different timelines.
When that came out, I already had a dental plan and it started a 401k, Kelly. Like, I went to the theater.
You'd seen boobs at that point in real life.
I had touched them and everything.
98? No, I hadn't seen it.
Yeah. I lived with a woman then.
Did she have boobs?
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
This text from Illinois. Kathy Lee Gifford used to do commercials for a cruise line. That's true.
Yeah.
Carnival, one day, when I was about 9 or 10, I said, man, I hate her. And my mom said, that's an awful thing to say about your aunt. And somehow that spun into a long con to convince me my grandparents gave Kathy Lee away at birth, and it was a pretty big family secret. All just to teach me a lesson about not judging people and being mean. Oh, and God. When I say long con, I mean it was years with people referencing Aunt Kathy when she was on TV, and I believed it for a long time.
What a that's a hilarious lie.
What if you met her and you're like, hey, Aunt Kathy?
Yeah.
Sorry,
I'm your nephew.
Sorry, our grandparents gave you away. Mm-hmm. What?
We got this one on the app. Where is it? I had a friend who was 19 at the time. He had never had chocolate because his parents told him his whole life he was allergic.
Oh, that's messed up.
Oh, that's so mean.
Imagine that first time having chocolate, though, knowing that you're not allergic to it. Oh, it must have been amazing.
Mm-hmm. And to be old enough to actually have a more fully formed brain and like taste buds and knowing what you like. Ooh.
See, that's when people lose their minds. You know, it's like when you suppress people from something, it becomes like this special thing. It's like how all the kids that went to Catholic school through eighth grade were always the party sex machines in high school. Cause then they came to public school. And I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
It was like they went like hog wild.
It was certainly true at my school.
Yeah.
Not all of them. Like when we got to ninth grade, the Lutheran school ended at eighth grade where I grew up. And there were 9 kids who came in, and 7 were pretty normal, and 2 went crazy.
Yeah.
And they weren't crazy before that. Like, we knew them. They were from the same town.
Yeah.
But boy, when they got that taste of freedom of the public school where you could leave for lunch, man, they were addicted to cigarettes within 3 days.
Oh, yeah. When you let them pick out their own pants for the day.
Yeah. With zippers.
Like
they weren't allowed zippers at Lutheran school.
No, but you know they had to just wear black or dark blue slacks. I mean, that's the uniform.
Yeah. College was when it got really crazy.
Oh, yeah.
When you got people who were very sheltered.
Maureen.
Mm-hmm. Maureen is the poster child for me because you introduced me to her. Arrived at college campus, didn't know what an orgasm was. Like, when I say didn't know it, I don't mean she hadn't experienced, though that seems unlikely.
Almost certainly not.
She didn't know what it was.
So innocent. The most innocent person I've ever known. So
and
sweet.
She's the one we've told you by the end of her first semester on campus was sleeping in trash bags because she was wetting the bed from alcohol so much.
Oh, wow.
Like it went fast.
Wow, I'm not at home.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Mom and dad have let me off the hook.
Tell her an orgasm was? Did you tell her it was a drink you order at the bar? The super secret drink you got to go ask the bartender for?
Yeah.
No, but God, why didn't we think of that? That would have been amazing. She'd have probably had sex with a bartender.
I mean, maybe.
Just because she's like, this is what we do now.
Okay, I guess this is how it goes.
Not that she was some sort of dirty skank. She was just so on board for anything.
Yeah,
she's like, my world is opening up.
Very sheltered.
Impressive. Let's see. 1-800-947-3979. This is Scott in Jackson, Tennessee, listening on 102.3 The Rocket. Hi, Scott. What do you know?
Oh, buddy. When I was about 6 years old, I was raised in a smaller town outside Jackson. There was an elderly ethnic woman that in our town that only had one tooth in the front.
Okay. All right.
And my mother used to tell me, that if you don't brush your teeth every day, you're going to end up looking like, and her name was T. Willie. That's what we called her.
Okay.
So every single day when I would get up, I would brush the stew out of my teeth, man. I would just, rake it 2 and 3 times a day. I did this for so long that when I got to be about 45 to 50 years old and went to the dentist, I had to have all my teeth pulled on the front because I'd actually brushed the enamel off of my teeth. And I had to spend like, like $27,000 getting implants.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No, you brushed so hard.
Anything to not be like T. Willy.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Scott.
Oh, my God.
Well,
gosh.
That talk about unintended consequences. Your mom and dad just wanted you to brush your teeth, and then you ground them out of there.
Wow.
Dang.
Man. That's awful.
That's impressive, though.
Yeah, what were you using, Ajax?
I'm impressed by your dedication to brushing.
Yeah.
Man,
use sandpaper.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.